This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour from Texas.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Come in and start. 2, 1.
Jeff Bezos' New Shepard rocket ship lifted off near Van Horn, Texas at 9:12 a.m. and has traveled to the uppermost atmosphere. Mark Bezos, his brother, Wally Funk, an 82-year-old pioneer of the space race, and an 18-year-old student were aboard.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Hey, I'll take you. I'll take you to look out the window. He did that. Oh, wow.
Welcome back to Earth, First Steps. Congratulations to all of you.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden continued to wear a mask after getting the COVID-19 vaccine. President Biden said Facebook was killing people. President Biden says misinformation is killing Americans. Trying to make sense of it all, Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is walking back comments regarding Facebook killing people, the administration slamming Facebook for allowing free speech on the platform. Biden saying the spread of misinformation by roughly a dozen people on Facebook is causing vaccine hesitancy across the country.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally, somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Have a great day, my friend. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As 56% of all Americans have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, nearly half of America is vaccinated. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS News says if you don't have the vaccine, you will get the Delta variant.
This variant is so contagious that it's going to infect the majority of them. Most people will either get vaccinated or have been previously infected, or they will get this Delta variant. And for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime.
Dr. Maury McCary on Fox News concurs with some asterisks.
Well, I know Dr. Gottlieb very well, and he's absolutely correct. But remember, about half of those unvaccinated already had the infection. They've got natural immunity, which has proven durable despite its dismissal by the current public health administration. So that leaves about 15% or less of the population of the adult population who are susceptible. And of those, right now we are seeing that Delta variant rip through those communities, and that's primarily in Missouri and Arkansas and Louisiana, Florida, parts of Texas. So a lot of the people who are vaccinated should feel really good about their protection. Those are not, and those who have not had the infection, they are susceptible.
So far, an Indiana school can't prohibit the non-vaccinated.
Dan Rocky reports.
A federal judge has ruled that Indiana University's requirement that students get vaccinated against COVID before returning to campus in the fall can stand for now. The ruling denies a request for a preliminary injunction of the policy while a lawsuit from a group of 8 students works its way through the courts. That suit arguing that the school's policy violates the 14th Amendment.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. The total archive of all our past interviews, great guests that we bring to you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. They're right there, no cost to you, absolutely free. Download to your heart's content. Share them with your friends and neighbors. Tell everybody. Look it. Tune in. Check out the show. See for yourself if we're not pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. I am so thankful, and this is really God's favor, that we're able to obtain the guests that we do, like our next guest who's coming up, Charles Murray. Charles is the co-author of The Bell Curve, and he says that I decided to write this new book. He's talking about this new book, Facing Reality, Two Truths About Race in America. He says he decided to write this book in the summer of 2020 because of my dismay at the disconnect between the rhetoric about systemic racism and the facts. The uncritical acceptance of that narrative by the nation's elite news media amounted to an unwillingness to face reality. By facts, I mean what Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan meant. Everyone is entitled to his own opinion, but not to his own facts. By reality, I mean what the science fiction novelist Philip Dick meant when he said, reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away. Charles Murray, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us, sir. How are you?
It's my pleasure, and I'd love to hear you read that paragraph, which is a favorite of mine.
Well, aptly written and quoted, it is something that really needs to stand in the frontal lobe of all our brains right now in a culture that refuses to reason, because we'll never really obtain to that level of consciousness and intellect that we're all striving for, hopefully, if we shut people down and want to be so ideologically fixed.
I couldn't agree more. And the purpose of the book, actually, if I have an audience, was people on the center left who are being drowned out by people on the far left, mm-hmm. and who I think are potential allies for people on the center right.
Exactly. You say the two truths about race in America. Explain to our audience these two truths you're talking about.
One is that blacks and whites have very different rates of violent crime. I can come back to that in more detail. The mm-hmm. second one is that blacks and whites in the United States have different means of cognitive ability. Now, I want to say real quickly, Bill, that when you have different means, that doesn't say, oh, blacks and whites are sorted into two groups in terms mm-hmm. of cognitive ability. Millions of blacks are smarter than millions of whites. You can't tell a person's intelligence by looking at the color of his skin. But if there is a mean difference, that has social consequences in the labor market, for example. So both the violent crime and the cognitive ability, those differences explain an awful lot of the problems that have raised the charges about systemic
Exactly. Well, you're touching on something that is at the very heart of this argument that the mainstream media and others, maybe because we're shouting at each other, we're not reasoning together to really understand, you know, what is going on here. I mean, basically, this is in a sense, a battle of two worldviews, isn't it?
It's a battle of two worldviews, but in the case of the mainstream media now, it's a very uncritical unself-critical view of the accusations of systemic racism, which baffles me. I'm talking about the New York Times, the Washington Post, the major news networks. I kept waiting for them to say, well, these charges of systemic racism are more complicated than simple racism. They didn't
do
it.
Right.
They aren't really defending their position. They're just asserting that the United States is systemically racist.
What's almost what I'm seeing, even though we're talking about two realities here, Charles, is that there may be three realities, the third being the power brokers of the world, which includes the legacy media, that are driving a narrative that not necessarily helps the two other worldviews, but are aiming to another objective. Is that fair?
I don't know if you can put it that way, but it certainly is true that the view that they're propounding is going to hurt people of color more than it's going to hurt whites. Here's what I mean by that. Look, if you have differences in violent crime between blacks and whites, what that amounts to is that in low-income black neighborhoods, there's a lot more violent crime than there is in middle-class white neighborhoods. That's no surprise.
Right.
But the victims of these crimes are blacks and Latinos. And if policing is defunded, if policing goes away, guess who gets hurt? It's not the white folks in the rich suburbs. It's the black people and the Latino people living in low-income neighborhoods in urban America.
Well, these were the ones who were standing up immediately going, what, are you crazy? You're going to defund police? We need more police. We don't need less. It was the people in these poor communities that were, I mean, it didn't take 60 days for the effect to come in. I mean, this was overnight. And, of course, we saw what happened directly on TV to such a degree that New York couldn't hide it, was you take off the streets 600 plainclothes policemen or investigators whose sole job was to keep the guns off the streets, you take them off, and guess what happens? The guns come out of, as one police officer said, well, they came out of the bedroom, they came out of the cars, and they're in the streets of New York City.
Yeah, and actually, some of the public opinion polls and the voting in New York City, the voting, too, mm-hmm. New York City is very welcome, because in black communities in New York City, they were voting for a person who was a former cop, and who wants to improve policing in black neighborhoods. But improving policing in black neighborhoods doesn't mean less policing. It just means better policing.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you know, the Democrats have gone full circle. Joe Biden has said, which I thought was quite interesting, we have excess money left over from COVID, right? And so he says, okay, you can repurpose that money to hire more police. Well, like, where are you going to go? Is there a Costco warehouse for police who have been disenfranchised that have taken their pensions and said, look, I'm not going to risk that anymore. I'm going to go out into retirement. I mean, where do you go and get police officers on a dime like this?
Yeah, it's not just that you provide the money. You've also got to improve the terrible morale of police who... Here's the truth, Bill. First, you have some videos that have gone viral of police behaving criminally, shooting an unarmed man as he's walking away from him. Okay,
yes.
Those go viral.
Yes.
But the thousands of body cameras on police every day would show them being restrained when obscenities are being shouted at them, which shows them taking risks to themselves in order to avoid violence. But these kinds of videos don't go viral. And the police out there, they need to be told by the American people, we appreciate what you're doing. We understand that as a group, you're doing a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was amazing there for a while. We had a little bit of movement toward blue in that, you know, with that, you know, approbation towards the men and women in blue. But George Floyd turned everything on its head, didn't it?
Yeah. And again, it's because people jumped on some terrible things that were done.
Right.
And they just ran with that. The actual numbers are utterly in the opposite direction. Do Black Lives Matter? Yes, they do.
Right.
The black fatalities in New York City from 2006.
Got to go to break.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry's been broadcasting gospel programming in Albania for 5 years, and listeners are testifying that when God blesses them with new life in Christ, He also opens the door for them to pass that blessing on to others. 3 listeners recently shared uplifting stories of their own salvation and its impact in the lives of those around them. These stories come from a man, a young woman, and a police officer, all who turned to Christ after hearing the gospel through the Tide programming in Albania. Ismira shared how he came to Christ a year ago and has since started a Bible study with 7 others in his village. They have no church, but they come together and listen to the Tide program. To find out how you can use the Tide ministry to share your faith with people around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We're talking with Charles Murray, his new book, Facing Reality, 2 Truths About Race in America. You know, I've seen video footage in the past that absolutely grieved me. And I felt for, the attacks on, and unfair attacks, I would say, on Charles Murray on college campuses, how they attacked him and went after him. And it was sad on many levels, not only for Charles, but for the students themselves. that they were missing out on a dialogue that they needed to hear that would advance their intelligence. I mean, after all, that's what we go to school for, is so that we would enlarge our knowing. And here is somebody with an incredible background that you would, many of us would just love to be at the feet of this man because of his experience and his knowledge and insight. And these kids just chuck him away and disdain him and not even realize what they're doing to their own intellect in exercising, yes, that freedom that they can do here in America. He's a Hayek Emeritus Scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. He contends that identity politics now presents an existential threat to the American experiment. Charles Murray continues with us. Charles, I just had to bring that into play because here, you know, we're so honored to have you here. We welcome your intellect and your wisdom that we can advance our understanding of what's going on in our country, because the every man and woman is seeing what's going on and saying, what are we risking here? Are we beyond that tipping point?
Thank you very much, Bill, for the kind words you said. The sad thing about the university campuses goes way beyond people like me. There are faculty members throughout the country now that have to self-censor. They can't present the information they have to their students because they risk being canceled if they do. Yeah. It is a betrayal of everything that the university is supposed to stand for.
It really is the dumbing down of America, isn't it?
Yeah, the critical race theory arguments that are being put forward now are really difficult to understand, mm-hmm. where they say that reason is a white thing, logic is a white thing, learning math is a white thing. What are they talking about? This has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with what we all have in common as human beings, trying to educate ourselves, trying to understand how the world works. It's, you know, sometimes you feel like you're in the funny, a loony bin in terms of the arguments that you were hearing presented on behalf of critical race theory and identity politics in general.
Yeah, how do you reason with somebody who's unreasonable?
Who doesn't accept that reason is a standard that you should follow up on? I'd like to, if we have time, Bill,
go ahead,
to expand a little bit on why this identity politics is such a threat. Specifically, the United States stands for, historically, treating people as individuals. That's what the ideals of the Declaration of Independence were all about. That's what Martin Luther King's "Judge My Children by the Content of Their Character" was all about. Judge people as individuals. The identity politics we have now repudiates that. Mm-hmm. It says we must judge people according to the group they belong to, and we must use the power of the state to reward our friends and punish our enemies. That's why I say it's a threat to the American experiment if we go that route.
Yeah, it's such a lure, isn't it? And and antithetical to our constitutional principles. I mean, here it is. You're given God-given rights, not that the state can have control over, although it's doing everything it can these days. But we have God-given rights. We accept that all men are created equal. And then you get this new narrative coming in that is bathed in Marxism and socialism and the theoretical cathedrals of said philosophies that spit in the face of these founding principles. And when you look back historically, what good has come out of any country that has gone the way of socialism or Marxism?
And what good can come of a country in which the races are pitted against each other as adversaries? It is, you know, we are a multiracial country.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be. There's no choice in that. It can be a healthy thing. But if it's blacks against whites and Asians and Hispanics fighting it out, it's all over.
Yeah.
The good news is that I think a great majority of the American people still believe in the old ideals. We're just being drowned out by people on the extremes.
Yeah, the silent majority is definitely being deafened, and the extremes, as you say, is really a small number when you think about it. Some have estimated as low as maybe somewhere 3-5% that are causing all these problems. And, of course, it doesn't take too far back in history for us to look back and consider what happened in Germany with 10% roughly becoming fascist, and we're the ones that were shaking, you know, shaking the 90% and controlling them. And the thing that I look to, and I'm hopeful for, Charles, and that you write about, is the weight of the truth is such that it cannot be denied that no matter how emotional the left or progressives want to be, the truth keeps sticking out there.
Yeah.
It's bothersome for them. I mean, we have too much experience and reality of dealing with the truth that people, I mean, look at, like you said, we're so multiracial. We have more mixed marriages in this country than we've ever had. And then you got critical race theory. I keep saying this, and this drives me nuts. They go and they tell these kids, hey, look at, you know, blacks are good, whites bad, the whole deal. These kids go home to these mixed marriage families, and they go, hey, mom, you know, she says, what did you learn in school? Well, mom, we learned you're good, dad's bad, because he's white, you're black, we're good. You know, it's like, what? Oh, let's have dinner. What do we talk about?
It's crazy in that regard. And the problem is that so many powerful voices are behind this, and somehow we have to have across the country a realization. We've got to start saying out loud that we still believe in the old ideal of treating people as individuals. Right now, I think a lot of us are afraid to say that. We don't all have radio shows we can talk on. We can talk to our neighbors. We can talk to our friends. We can say out loud, we ought to be treating the people as individuals in this country. We have to reject this identity politics.
Well, you're exactly right. Word of mouth, you know, the word of mouth tradition is so powerful, and that has been stifled. This is where the cancel culture and big tech has been very effective. And people need to realize that they're being muzzled. And finally, you know, they're standing out. I mean, I see across the country in school board meetings, it is the mother bears that are coming out in mass and taking on these institutions and saying, look, you're not going to indoctrinate my children with a theory. I mean, think about this. We're going to indoctrinate with a theory?
Historically, the way that Americans have turned things around has been through grassroots movements like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I have hopes that that's the direction we'll go now.
Well, again, as you stated in your book, identity politics is this existential threat. It's the categorization. It's the same thing that happened in Germany. The only thing we're missing are some sort of designated cards that put us in specific other groups that differentiate us and the ruling elite.
I hope that the facts in the book, and by the way, that your listeners should know, the book is not just me opining about things. I'm presenting empirical data, which are posted online. People can check it out for themselves. We have to come to grips with these facts.
And we have to reconnect with our American creed and tell our audience about that. We got about a minute left here, Charles.
Yeah, the American creed is to treat people as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of all of the civil rights efforts in the 1960s initially was to provide a fair playing ground for everyone, for every American. He is given a fair shake regardless of race, color, or creed. That's got to be where we go again.
What's the call of action for the everyday citizen? 40 seconds left, Charles.
The call of action for the everyday citizen is to say it out loud. I know it sounds simplistic, mm-hmm. Bill, but it's as simple as starting to get a public expression of faith in the American creed.
Amen. Charles Murray, Hayek Emeritus Scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, author of the new book, Facing Reality, Two Truths About Race in America. Let me tell you, this will strike at your very soul. And I'll tell you, you will be different as a result of reading this book. Charles Murray, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour from Texas.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Command and start. 2, 1.
Jeff Bezos' New Shepard rocket ship lifted off near Van Horn, Texas at 9:12 a.m. and has traveled to the uppermost atmosphere. Mark Bezos, his brother, Wally Funk, an 82-year-old pioneer of the space race, and an 18-year-old student were aboard.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Welcome back to Earth First Steps. Congratulations to all of you.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Ready for some morning brew? It's you and me, and you can call me Al. Al Parada joins us now, the managing editor of Stream.org. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy? On the road again, huh?
Yeah, on the road again, like Willie Nelson, but without the marijuana.
So. Hey, I understand. Speaking of which, I'm in California, so the home of the not so brave. Of course, mask mandates are abounding one more time, as people are scared, because we've got a new variant, which, all the scientists really, if they're being real, knows that, variants come with, every flu strain, everything that we've experienced so far. But it's just another reason for them to scare us and, for Joe Biden and the administration to, again, infringe upon our First Amendment rights, right?
Yeah, it's crazy out there, and just the fact that the L.A. County Sheriff was saying, "Well, we're not going to push that. We're not going to enforce that because you cut our funding. Right. We can't protect the people from like bullets and real dangerous threats.
Right.
So we can't do this for you. So I guess some people are getting tired of it. A lot of people are. I guess you look around the world."
Well, and then the administration wonders why the people don't believe them because of all the false narratives out there. I mean, I would think it would go a long way. This is just me speaking, okay? And you and I were couple million people just sitting in and over our morning brew here and just suggesting that if the government was forthright and just said, hey, and it just was honest with the people. But what's happened is the people are getting it because they see that this is a political ruse that has been being played upon them. This is about power politics. This isn't about keeping people safe. It's, you know, ego over, you know, good policy that should be the order of the day. And they wonder why people aren't locking step anymore. And Joe Biden's not hitting his numbers. So who does he go after? He goes after Facebook. You know, one of the very strongholds that got him elected, right? They're starting to eat their own, Al.
Yeah, he backpedaled pretty fast yesterday, which is kind of hard for him at his age. That was the point. The problem is you're paying the piper for the disinformation last year and the politicizing last year and the blue state governors going out you know, just being nutso last year relative to the red state and making it so political, so that we're at the point now where if the government says something, there's a tendency not to really believe it. Because of what happened last year, which is a point I think I made last year. This is really dangerous stuff because you need to believe if there's a health crisis, what you're hearing, in case you need to, because we need to act. They're paying the piper for playing politics last year.
Well, and they're using the same format. Al, that's the thing. See, before they had Trump. And, of course, everybody, you know, was taught and told, you know, you need to hate Trump. So he was the common foil. And so now they've run out of adversaries. You know, Trump's not around. So this is what happens. They start eating their own, as I said. And you have Joe Biden making the ridiculous statement. I mean, Facebook is killing people? I mean, the hyperbole and the politicism of this virus is, you know, being exposed for what it is.
Yeah, and the idea of that there will be censoring, quote, misinformation and teaming with big tech to censor people who send out, quote, misinformation. It's politics because it's not about COVID. It's about misinformation, which is anything that the administration doesn't like.
And right, exactly.
How is that not totalitarianism? If Trump had suggested anything like this, he would have been impeached in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, he says nasty things about Jim Acosta, and that is a clamping down on free expression and free speech and a danger to the First Amendment. But Biden calling up big tech and saying, hey, censor this guy or that guy, and across all platforms, that's fine. It's lunacy.
Well, it's a runaround is what it comes down to, because the government, by our Constitution, says that it cannot... It cannot censor speech, and so what it's doing, it's having other people do their bidding. Now, I'm traveling. I'm in California getting ready to travel, back to Florida. So the government can't do certain, you know, it's not allowed to do it, you know, without legislation. So what they do is they have the TSA do their bidding. And in this particular case, now with the First Amendment right, it's like, okay, I'll have big tech. We'll let them do this, and meanwhile, we'll continue to give them cover for that Article 230, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, how is telling big tech to censor people any different than me ordering, some third world country, me ordering some of my people some of my supporters to go burn down the newspapers, newspaper that is writing editorials against me, or bashing all the equipment at a radio station? That's the equivalent today. When you're saying,
exactly.
You know, social media. So what's the difference?
People are scared. They're saying, we're on the doorstep of totalitarian. And we're not on the doorstep. We're inside the building because of what they're doing here. You're exactly right. It may be maybe a little bit more genteel because it is American and somehow it has to be hidden. But look at these people are being exposed, and Donald Trump isn't even there. He's just letting them do their own, which is, in a sense, what Donald Trump needed to do with the first debate, right? He covered Joe Biden. If he just would have just let Joe Biden annihilate himself, which he would have done if Donald Trump felt like he didn't need to hold up every second and be on attack mode. All he had to do was just let Joe Biden, like he's doing right now. The administration is exposing the true colors of what it is. And guess what? The Democratic constituency, you know, whether we're talking about the election or these other policies, you know, now the numbers are starting to hit double digit numbers of, you know, antagonism against their own party because of this stuff, Al.
Yeah, yeah. It's exposing, and they're not even hiding it. I mean, it's like Psaki that dumb that she doesn't realize what she's saying?
Yes.
I don't know, because she basically made Trump's lawsuit case. She made the case for Trump. All he has to sit there and play the tape of her is that's what they're saying. They're cool. You know, working together, and the fact that people are seeing it and it is great. And it's like, for example, the fact that the vaccine rates amongst the minority populations, they can't blame that on Fox News. you can't blame that on conservatives like they're trying to do. Why?
Right.
Why? Yeah. Why would the black community be suspicious of people being forced to take vaccines? Gee, why? Let's go back in history of, generations and the horrible stuff that was done. So they're playing into this, okay, you have to do this. Well, no, you haven't made the case. And you've been dishonest to us the whole time. Why are we going to believe it? Why are we believe what you're going to say?
Right.
We recognize risks. You know, if people were dropping, 10% or whatever it was, like something like the Spanish flu that knocked out, 10% of cities, even in the U.S., people would be a lot more paying more attention, taking it more seriously.
Right. Look what happened. Yeah, and look what happened, Al. I mean, and this is a thing, again, no surprise here. The CDC, okay, we're not talking some other, tinfoil facility or organization, but the CDC themselves reported 3 weeks ago that the actual morbidity of COVID alone, the people who died with COVID alone, not with comorbidities, but just with COVID, was somewhere around 5% plus or minus. Okay, so we're talking, when you do the numbers there, five times 600,000, just for round figures, you're talking 30,000, about half the usual number of flu deaths every year in America. And so, boy, did they squash that headline down pretty quick, didn't they?
Yeah, and again, that's a CDC number. but if you quote it, maybe you're just misinformation, and all of a sudden you're off of Twitter.
Exactly. Well, hey, this is today's America. It's Joe Biden's America, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you, what I'm seeing here, even in California, the people have about had it, because we cannot live under a lie. We need to pursue the truth no matter where it leads.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I guess we're all out of theme music, running low, you know, here. I guess we got to pay the piper. But just imagine that we're listening to Ryman Paul Simon, You Can Call Me Al. Al Parada is with us, yes, the managing editor of Stream.org, and it's a little morning brew with Bill and Al together here on the air at just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Al, you were at Promise Keepers, you were telling me about, and Nick Vojvic, who we have... interviewed several times in the show, and in fact, I just saw him here several weeks back in Dallas at NRB. What an incredible! I still say, young man, he's 30 something, no arms, no legs. The story of his father. I mean, this guy is a one man wrecking crew for people that believe that. You know, the less thans should be eliminated. That if you have a child that is coming into the world with some sort of deformity, like in some countries that are now mandated and said, thou shalt not allow that child to be born, they will be aborted. But Vojvic's family, his father particularly, believed that, Nick was going to live a normal life. I mean, in an abnormal body, from all appearances. And what this young man is able to do, I mean, when you first see him, you think, oh, wow, okay, it's a little bit of a shock. But in the matter of, I dare say, seconds, in less than a minute, you realize that you are talking with some extraordinary person, and his, what you may consider to be limitations, you know, kind of vaporized, and the substance of this man is so incredible that you just, you know, you're listening, right?
Yeah, and that's a great point. He is so powerful. Not many people can captivate a stadium. I mean, mm-hmm. And he was at AT&T Stadium. That wasn't full, obviously,
but still, it's a big space, and to have the yes. power to draw everybody to you. And I'm talking even the AT&T workers who usually just circle around and do this and do that. They were mesmerized. They were stopped. They were moved. They were looking. They were there. And it was just, he's just captivating. And it was very powerful and very moving. And what a great experience to watch him. I'd never seen him preach. And, wow.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Remind our audience, if you would, about Promise Keepers, their mission. I mean, this was originally, Promise Keepers came about from Coach Bill McCartney out of Colorado. And this was a genuine movement that took off, I think originally something like 20 years ago. And Coach had put a team together. They were, you know, coming in stadiums across the country. I think they got up to maybe 12 dozen, you know, major facilities. And men came together and were worshiping God, honoring God. I mean, it was a powerful, powerful movement. And it went its course, and the new team has been working hard to bring it back again. And I see that, you know, since Promise Keepers went by, there's been this void that, you know, and I welcome them back. I think this is a meaningful ministry for a time when, you know, I believe God is elevating, you know, fathers especially right now. We may be at that Malachi moment, chapter 4, where the hearts of the fathers are turning toward the children and children towards the fathers. And I think this is a cool time, and this is all, I believe, part and parcel, along with a lot of these movies. I was talking with Jeff Kemp earlier. There's a lot of movies about the father and, you know, about fatherhood and that sort of thing. And again, I plug the Kendrick brothers. They've got a new documentary movie. I don't know if you've seen this yet, Al, but this is coming out in... in mid September. It's called Show Me the Father. Al, the stories, unbelievable. I'll tell you one briefly here. I'll try to be brief. Okay, the story of a young man, football player, and he's being raised by a single mom. She adopts him, and you know, he shows some acumen in football, high school, starts, you know, standing out, and he's recruited by a coach who comes down from, was it Miami of Ohio? Is that the university, I think? Anyway, he recruits him, sees him, and says, hey, look, we want you to come there, and, you know, and he's the coach himself, who's got him, is a former NFL football player. And now a coach, and he got injured, and so his coaching has become his job now. And he sees this kid, and his mother, his adoptive mother, says, "This is a man you need to follow. He's articulate. He's a black man. I mean, this will be a good example for you, and you know all that good positive stuff." So he gets him under his wing, signs him to Miami of Ohio, and it just mentors this kid. Mentors him all the way through. He gets signed. He ends up in the NFL. And what happens, of course, he gets injured with a career-ending injury, leg injury, just like the coach. And he goes into coaching. And so, meanwhile, he maintains a relationship with the coach and, you know, sharing ideas, the whole deal. Then there comes a time where he has an opportunity to meet his birth mother. He's never met his birth mother. And his adoptive mother says, hey, look, would you be interested? Yeah, okay, yeah, that'd be cool. So he goes and he meets her, finds the story, realizes that the mom was 16 years old when she was pregnant, chose not to abort him. But the parents, you know, came alongside, said, look, boom, we're getting you out of the area. You're going to Virginia. You're having the baby. Baby's up for adoption. I mean, what? And the mother, never got married, never had another child, but this is it, okay? And so now here she is all these years later, and she's reading about her son, who she named John, but now his real name is, I can't remember his real name, forgive me, but anyway, different name by the adopted mother. But anyway, meets him and is reading about this kid, goes, wow, this guy's the real deal. This is incredible. She can't believe how this young man's career, who, you know, has blossomed so much. So anyway, so they have the conversation, and, you know, they finally get together and all that good stuff. And she asks him, she goes, well, do you want to know who you're, you know, how would you like to... You know, would you like to know who your father is? And he goes, well, yeah, of course. Are you ready for this?
Uh-oh.
His father is the coach. is his mentor, and neither knew they had this, that they were related. I mean, Al, you watch this movie, and I mean, you are in tears and all kinds of emotions that come out of you. I mean, this is an awesome story of the hand of God, how he delivered this young man from being aborted. I mean, because after all, I mean, when you are a black child, I mean, what are the chances? I mean, today's statistics, I mean, 70% of girls who have a child in the black community, I mean, the life expectancy of a child in the womb of a young black girl, you might as well measure it in weeks or months, because about 70% are aborted. I mean, it's just, you know, so here is this young man whose life is saved. And anyway, he ends up going to the coach and, you know, you are my father. You know, and they just cannot believe. I mean, it's just such an incredible blessing and surprise and everything.
Yeah.
And the dad had no idea, because the parents and the young girl, the 16-year-old girl at the time, they just kind of swept her away, had no idea she was pregnant, whatever. But when he had told him, he goes, "Hey, do you know this woman?" And he said, as soon as he said the name, he goes, "Oh, wow." And then here it is. And then they did a DNA test, and there it is. They're showing it 99.999999 likelihood that you are related.
Oh, man. God moves. As far as we can tell. But again, the potential. You know, this guy is now... the second generation is now coaching, and how many young men is he mentoring? And
without a doubt,
that is the catastrophe of the abortion, of the potential that's lost, of how many people can be benefited. I mean, one of the people who spoke at Promise Keepers was my boss, James Robeson, who was conceived out of a rape. How many millions of lives has he saved because the doctor had said, "No, you're not having an abortion"?
Yeah.
How many millions of lives did?
Yeah.
And in this case.
Well, the women in the family, Al, the women in the family who are violated with such a horrendous attack, and that violation leads to a pregnancy. Wow. I mean, that takes a very... faith-filled, call it whatever you want to call it, but this is so extraordinary that a woman in a family would say, "It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter." And look at James. I mean, you know, that's an incredible story. And there's so many stories in this naked city that we don't hear about because it doesn't fit the appropriate narrative that wants to, you know, make us less than at each other's throats and, you know, promote this systemic racism junk that is being thrust upon us, right?
Yeah, and that's crazy because the stories are out there. The stories we could tell if we had the time, even today, of people working together and God moving in people's lives when the society would say you have no chance or you should abort or the Downs child that should be aborted or any situation or even like now with this critical race theory when you're telling kids that they're oppressed just out of the womb because of the color of their skin regardless of the circumstance or their own efforts. The catastrophic cost of this is just out through the roof.
Well, Al Parada, as always, we appreciate your time. Safe travels, my friend. Thank you for being with us and reporting on what happened at Promise Keepers. Some great stories there, and I'm sure you can go to the website and probably see some of these videos, especially Nick Vujicic. That's going to be a real treat for you. He's the managing editor of Stream.org. Al Parada, thank you, buddy. Be blessed, my friend. Take care.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you a